Welcome to season 3 of You're Not Alone with Tansen. My name is Tansen, and if you've followed my journey, you know that I'm not only a musician, but I'm also a mental health advocate. I use my platform to help spread awareness, love, build community, and simply help people feel less alone in their struggles. In the last couple of years, I've had the chance to interview people from all over the world about a huge variety of mental health topics, and I cannot thank each of you enough for helping us continue to shine a light on the world. Every other week this season, we're bringing you the best interviews we've had. Make sure to like and follow this podcast if you're enjoying it. And if you want to keep up with everything we've got going, follow us on socials at Tansen T Music. Hope you enjoy. What is up, everybody? Welcome to You're Not Alone with Tansen. This episode, I'm really excited about. We're going to be talking about a topic that we have not touched on before in the last 3 seasons of this podcast. We're going to be talking about albinism, or as people know, being albino, which I find fascinating. I think it is beautiful. I see pictures of people on social media, and I just am fascinated by it. So we're going to be talking about that today. Our guest today is Fleur. Did I say it correct at all?
Very well. Very well. Yeah.
I'm going to let you introduce yourself. She's actually not from America. We were talking earlier how she is Dutch, which again is just fascinating. So share anything you would like with me and my listeners. Where do you live? What's your job, your age, whatever you'd like to share. Are you enjoying this conversation? This project is funded by patrons and sponsors. So if you like what you hear and you'd like to help us continue changing lives in 2024, we would love to have you join the family. Reach out to us at TansenTMusic@hotmail.com if you'd like to be a sponsor, or hop on patreon.com/TansenTMusic to join the patron family. As a thank you, you're going to receive extra podcast questions and content every episode, discounts, exclusive content, and so much more. So join the family and let's continue changing lives.
So my name is Fleur, as stated before. It is a French word, but here it's a super popular name. You'll hear it a lot. I'm 20 years old. I am currently a student, but I do also have a side job at a park. And I'm also looking into giving Spanish classes. And aside from that, I also do work on social media. Like I said, I'm Dutch. I live in a very small town. So really nothing special about that. But people always think that because I'm Dutch, I'm from Amsterdam. I'm not. So, yeah.
How many languages do you speak?
I speak 5 languages.
That is amazing. So yeah. I speak 1. I know sign language very well. So I guess 2, really. But that's amazing. Did you grow up learning that in school? Is your family multilingual?
Most of my family members are multilingual, but I didn't really grow up at home with several languages. I started with English when I was about, I think I was 9 or 10 when I started learning English, but also because in my country, it's so normal to watch everything in English, listen to everything in English, music, movies, absolutely everything. So I did kind of grow up speaking English a bit.
That is interesting. Okay. I love that. Okay. Well, we're just going to dive in. Are you all right with that?
Yes.
Let's get started. I think, honestly, a bunch of people don't know much about albinism. And I think, like I said, I ran across you on social media. You were doing a live stream and I was so infatuated just by you guys discussing it and so many things that are intertwined with this condition that I think would blow people away. So I want to shine some light, spread some awareness. So let's start out with, what is albinism?
So albinism is a genetically inherited condition that basically entails a partial or complete lack of melanin. And melanin is what gives your hair color, your eyes, and your skin. But because a lot of us lack it entirely, we have white hair, very, very light colored eyes, and very pale skin. And melanin is also directly, has a direct influence on the development of your retina. So that also means for many of us that we are visually impaired or even legally blind.
Wow. Okay. Very good. Now, that was something you addressed on your live stream, which we'll get to that in just a minute. Something else that you've posted a lot about is that many, many of your followers bring up that only people of color can be albino. Now, is that true or false?
Now, that's a very common misconception, and I do understand where it comes from because albinism is more common amongst Africans and African Americans. But everyone all over the world can have albinism if both of their parents carry the albinism gene. There are various mutated genes that cause albinism. So one is more common in Africa and one is more common in Europe, but albinism exists everywhere, also among plants, animals. So anyone can get it as long as your parents both carry the gene.
Interesting. Well, that was going to be my next question. Is it hereditary, genetic? I guess you said both parents have to have a certain gene.
Yeah. Yeah. So it is completely hereditary. It's also not contagious. So you can't randomly get it. You're either born with it or you're not.
Yeah.
After that, there's no way you can still get it. So yeah, it comes from your parents, and it's a recessive gene. So you do need both genes from both parents, because otherwise you will not be albino. You'll be a carrier, or you will just not have it at all. But yeah, it is genetic.
Okay. So if you married someone that had the gene as well, they'd have a pretty good chance of being albino as well.
Yeah, exactly. So if I married someone who carries one gene, my kids will have a 50% chance of getting albinism because I will always give them one of mine.
Sure.
Because I have two. You have two of each gene, right? So if my partner only has one, it's a 50-50 chance.
Just
because they'll either get it or they don't. Right. If I marry someone who doesn't carry the gene, my kids will only be carrier. They will never have albinism. But if I marry another albino, my kids will 100% have albinism.
Interesting. Okay. I've already learned so many new things. Is anyone in your family, is anyone else have albinism?
Only my older sister. So me and her, and then my parents are both carrier. And other than that, we really have no clue.
Wow. Okay. So what are some traits? You mentioned a few earlier. What are some traits that go hand in hand with this condition?
So I think the most obvious is the nystagmus, which is I'm not really sure what to call it, but it makes my eyes shake. Mm-hmm. It's involuntary, so I cannot control it, but I also don't notice it. So my vision isn't shaky, but my eyes get strained very fast. And you can really see in my eyes when I'm super tired, because they'll shake even more. And then aside from that, we have strabismus, which I guess is like crossed eyes. I don't really have that. Sometimes when I take a picture, I'll notice that one of my eyes is closer to my nose compared to the other one. And then we also have astigmatism. Let's see, am I missing something? Oh, photophobia. We're very sensitive to light. I do have a ring light here right now, but it's not like, I never put it directly into my face because my eyes really don't like that.
Okay.
So I have it from an angle. Those are, I think, the most common, most well-known.
It kind of makes me laugh. Your followers always bring up, can you go outside? Can you be in the sun at all? And it's like, yes, a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. So I obviously have to be very careful. It also depends on the season. Now, I do happen to live in a country where especially in the winter, it's very cold. There's barely any sunlight. Right now in January, it's super dark, super cloudy. So right now I could be outside all day and have zero problems aside from the light sensitivity. But in the summer, I obviously always wear SPF, but I would say I could maybe be in the sun for 20-30 minutes before I start to burn. Sometimes less, sometimes more. You have to be very careful.
Yeah, you just have to be a little careful. But yeah, of course you can go outside. Yeah, I love that people ask the same things and you're just so patient with answering people. So I appreciate that because it is something you don't see all day, every day. And people just want to hear a little bit more and learn a little bit more about it. Do you feel like, does it affect your health at all? So this is something that my followers wanted to know. So could you be maybe more susceptible to health-related problems, or does it just have to do with skin conditions?
So not a lot of people think this, but I've had some comments saying that, oh, but you can only turn 30. And like, that's not true. I'm not sure where they got that information, but I am more susceptible to skin cancers, and that is obviously because I have no melanin in my skin, so there's no protection from the sun. But that's really the only health condition that I'm more susceptible to. Aside from that, people with albinism are 100% healthy, and yeah.
I love it. Very good. So how old were you when you realized your diagnosis? So not when you got the diagnosis, but did your parents sit down and explain it to you? Did you think, well, why is my hair white?
So I don't have like one particular moment in my head that comes to mind. You know, because obviously I was diagnosed as a baby, and ever since then, or at least for as long as I can remember, I've known that I have albinism. I've known that I'm different, but I think maybe when I was around 7 or 8, when, you know, you really start to want to make friends and play with each other, and when you're also more conscious about yourself and what you look like, I think that's probably the time when I realized, okay, like, I'm really different compared to others. You know, because I can't stay in the sun as long as they can. I have to be more careful. But I don't, there wasn't like one specific moment, I would say, that made me realize.
Yeah. Do you feel like it brought you and your sister closer together, both having that?
Maybe a little bit. But to be honest, the two of us, we don't really talk about having albinism. I think because it's so normal for us. We're so used to it, because also people in my surroundings, they never bring it up.
Yeah.
And they also always tell me, you're just Fleur. Like, we just, we don't really see the albinism anymore. It's something that you see when we first meet you. But after that, it's not really a factor. Like, we don't really think about it.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
I think for my sister, it's the same. We don't really, I don't know. It's just normal for us. We don't really talk about it. Yeah. Not as much.
Yeah, absolutely. I love, you were super vulnerable. There was a post, I believe it was you or the girl that you were doing the live stream with, but you talked about how at one point it was interesting that children used to make fun of you for white eyebrows, but now people are dyeing their eyebrows white. And so how that kind of came full circle.
Yeah, because that was interesting to me, because I realized that a little while ago, because it has been popular for maybe a year or two to bleach your eyebrows. And I just thought to myself, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Since when has that become a trend? Because I got bullied for mine. So what is happening?
I think, like I said, I've met a few people on social media, and I think it is beautiful. Like, people would pay so much money to dye their hair the color that yours is and have long eyelashes that are white and beautiful. So I find it beautiful. It's crazy to me that people would pick on you or make fun of you, but kids can be mean.
Yeah, exactly.
And they don't know.
No, some just aren't really aware of the impact that their words have on others. And in many cases, it's all just to look cool or to fit in, like they're insecure themselves about something that they have, and they're projecting onto you because you're an easy target because you stand out. Because it's especially young teens who will bother me about it.
Yeah, that's so wild to me, which I guess it makes sense. You know, as kids, when you see something different than yourself, you notice it a little bit more when you become aware. You know, so what, going off of that, what does self-care look like? What makes you feel like you?
So I really like to do makeup, but in my own way.
Yeah.
Because before I used to do makeup to hide my albinism, and now I do it more to accentuate it or to even play with my eyelashes.
Yeah.
Because I do a bunch of these fun colors on them. And also just, I don't know, taking care of myself. I like to read. I like to listen to music to calm my mind. I would say that.
Yeah, I love that so much. When you were younger, did you ever dye your hair to try to keep it from being white?
Yeah, I did. When I was the day before I turned 12, because I was about to go into secondary education, what would be, I guess, middle school, high school, I dyed a chocolate brown.
Wow.
And my reasoning for this was because I wanted to be normal. Oh. I didn't want to get bullied in middle school, high school. I just wanted to fit in, and I didn't want to stand out, and that's why I did it. It didn't quite help because, you know, white roots are quite vicious.
Yeah.
And I had to draw on my eyebrows and put on mascara every single day. And I just, at that time, I didn't like makeup.
Yeah.
Because the sole purpose of makeup at that time was to hide myself and not play with it or accentuate my features with it. It was just to hide my albinism. So, yeah, I had it brown for about 2 years, I think.
Wow.
More or less, and then I started to grow it back out.
Yeah, I love that. I think that is such an amazing message. And again, I love just how vulnerable you are on your social media, talking about how, just like you worded it, you used to use makeup to hide yourself, and now it's to accentuate yourself, which I absolutely love, and I absolutely support that. I'm so glad that you see the beauty that everybody else does, right? I feel like all your followers are like, oh my gosh, like, you're beautiful. And I'm glad that there's more awareness and more you and, you know, the other girl, I'm not sure her name, but y'all did a live stream together, and it's really cool to see you come out and discuss albinism and say, you know what, it is beautiful and it is what we are and it makes us more special. I think that's really neat.
Because you know what it is? A few years ago, I don't think there were many albino influencers on TikTok.
Absolutely.
That community has absolutely grown. And I think that's also partially because of Kayla, because that was the girl I was doing a live with. Mm-hmm. She also inspired me, at least, to start my TikTok. But now there are so many creators with albinism who are spreading awareness and making videos about what it is and what it's like to have albinism. Because really, in schools, they don't educate anyone on albinism. At least in my school, they didn't.
Yeah.
Maybe I had one biology class where it was mentioned, and it wasn't even about humans. It was about, I think, animals.
Oh, wow.
So we're really not taught about albinism. And I think that's also why so many misconceptions still exist. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's good that there are finally people out there who educate and who make even fun videos about albinism to help people, I guess, get to know the topic a bit more.
Absolutely. And that's why we do this podcast. I speak with people all over the world about all different diagnoses and conditions and tips and tricks, basically just to spread awareness and be like, look, this is what this is. It's okay. We all have something.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, like you put it, it's what makes you you. And I think that's wonderful. So what do you wish people took away from this podcast? What do you wish people knew about albinism?
I think there are a few things that I would like people to know. And the first thing being that albinism is a spectrum, just like many other conditions. There's no one specific idea of what an albino should look like, because a lot of people, you know, imagine me or even someone with red eyes, which is also kind of a myth. And because a lot of people just have this one specific idea of what it looks like, when there are many variations and many types of albinism. You don't have to have white hair like me. Some have ginger hair, or some have light brown hair. Some have green eyes. Some have blue eyes like me. Some have eyes that appear red or purple because of the blood at the back of the eye. There are so many different people with albinism who look nothing alike, but people often have like this image of what it should be. And they will tell anyone who doesn't fit it, you're not albino because you don't look like what I think you should look like. And then, yeah, also the red eye thing, because what you really see is blood at the back of the eye. There are no red pigments in our eyes. So it is light shining through your eye, especially when you have no melanin in your eye. So you see the red that's at the back, the blood vessels. And that's what a lot of people don't know.
Yeah. I had no idea until right now.
Yeah. So, because a lot of people always tell me, you're not albino because your eyes aren't red. And I'm like, well,
what?
That's not exactly how that works.
Wow. I love how people are trying to tell you what you have or what you are. Wow.
People on my TikTok constantly like, you're not albino.
What?
Because you're European, or you don't have red eyes, or you're not pale enough. And I'm like, well, I mean, go talk to my doctor if you want. But
yeah, people are ruthless. Wow, goodness. There's always going to be somebody out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate all that you do. And like I said, I found you on social media and it has been so cool watching your journey and everyone else's journey. Like I said, just social media can be a bad thing, but I think it's been so great as far as spreading awareness and people being able to hop on like you and Kayla and say, hey, listen, it's okay to have this. And it, as a matter of fact, it's a wonderful thing and it makes you who you are. Where did you find the most support and maybe information?
I would say we have a group chat on Snapchat with a bunch of girls with albinism. Kayla's the one who started it, actually. Oh, wow. And that's also how she found me and how we connected. I'm not sure how many members we have at this point, but we're constantly sharing our experiences, our tips. And, you know, for example, so about makeup, but also about what we deal with, because some of us, you know, have more troubles than others. And we talk about it. And when we're not sure about something, we look it up or we discuss it. And I think I've gotten probably the most information from them. And also just, you know, Google is also helpful, but you have to be careful with what is accurate and what is not. Because I do also have a team here in my country that helps with school and for example, a cane or something like that, but it's not daily contact. And this group is, I think this group chat has probably helped me the most.
That is so neat. Are the girls on that chat from all over the world?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. I love that so much.
Yeah. There are a few from my country as well. And we're actually meeting up on Saturday.
How cool.
So it has actually, how do I say this? I've been able to connect with so many people with albinism because of it. And I've never met, or I have met a few people with albinism here, but so few. So it's great that I can finally meet some people who share the same experiences. And
wow, that's amazing. Yeah. Do you know any statistics about albinism, like how common it is or how many people have this?
Yeah. So it differs from continent to continent. But here in Europe, it's about 1 in 20,000. In Northern America, it's about the same. And then I don't know about Asia. I'm not quite sure. But in Africa, it's a lot more common, especially in Sub-Saharan Africa. I think it's about 1 in 5,000 or 1 in 3,000 even.
Wow.
It's a lot more common over there than it is here.
That is interesting. I have learned so much in this quick, like 20-minute interview. I appreciate you. Also, we talked about how you're like 7 or 8 hours ahead of us here.
Yeah. I think 7 hours ahead.
I love it. Thank you so much for taking time to chat with me and my listeners. It has been such a pleasure.
You're welcome.
It's been so good. Oh, absolutely. Okay. So what we're going to do, Fleur and I are going to continue chatting. We're going to do a few more questions. As usual, these are going to be for my patrons only. So if you want to listen to our conversation, hop on to patreon.com/TownsendTeamMusic. Hear the rest of our conversation. That is, of course, how we continue this project and this podcast. If not, we will catch you next week.
If you'd like to hear the rest of this interview, visit patreon.com/TownsendTeamMusic. And don't forget, you can also watch the interviews on our YouTube channel at Townsend Team Music YouTube.
Selena with Impact Coaching and Consulting is a certified life coach who helps women find harmony with their faith, family, and career. She offers a virtual goals workshop, mastermind group, and a one-on-one private coaching where she helps you identify your deepest purpose, develop a roadmap to reach tangible goals, and encourage you to overcome any obstacles along the way. Selena's worked with hundreds of business professionals throughout the United States, including small business owners, direct sales associates, chiropractors, financial advisors, real estate agents, doctors, professors, teachers, and many more. You can follow her at coach_Selena on Instagram and Impact Life Coaching on Facebook. You'll love the encouragement and the practical tips for finding harmony in your unique life. If you're looking to buy or sell, I have the perfect realty company for you. Clark & Co. Realty is located in the Benton, Bryant, Arkansas area, and they understand that buying or selling a home is more than just a transaction. It's a life-changing experience. That's why their team of highly seasoned real estate professionals is dedicated to providing exceptional, personalized services for all their clients. They truly take great pride in the relationships they build, and they always work relentlessly on the client's behalf to help them achieve their perfect real estate goals. They always have the client in mind, and I can speak firsthand when I say how reliable, trustworthy, and quick they were. When I was looking to buy my first home, they were there with me every step of the way, answering every question I could think of. They showed me a great amount of knowledge and patience through the process. It's no wonder they've won so many awards for their outstanding services and their excellent relationships with clients. So if you're looking to buy or sell, there is no better option than Clark & Co. Realty.